Russell Martin, you know, is a guy that obviously, you know, we think highly of. You know, he was one of the premier catchers in the game, you know, not too long ago. You know, from performance and injuries the last 2 years, he's, you know, slipped from that status. But we feel he's a, you know, a low-risk, high-reward scenario. We have, as you all know, some of the premier young catching in the game. But at the same time, you got to recognize that Montero's, you know, 21, no experience at the major league level, and Romine hasn't caught above double A. We believe they're ready, along with Cervelli. But at the same time, when Martin became available, this whole lot, you know, we had a lot of meetings about, remembering experiences a lot in this game, and remembering when Posada was the Montero that he is now. We had Joe Girardi in place, you know, along with the Larritz and stuff for a number of years, helping as Posada transitioned from, you know, young potential to everyday status, and that took a number of years and some growing pains. So now we're in a situation where we have Russell Martin. He can take the reins. As these kids take the next step at the major league level, they can develop on their time frame. And now the time frame is not forced on them because we need them now at all cost. And I think that's going to be a benefit. Instead of sink or swim, you know, it's now a situation where, you know, we can ease them in and feel really comfortable and confident that Russell Martin, you know, will be an asset for us behind the plate. And the rest of these young catchers that we have coming, you know, can take the necessary steps, and why they take them. They're not in a situation where we're going to have to just rely on them solely, whether they're ready or not. You know, we think they are, but now we're protected if they're not. So. Well, it was. I mean, that's how we had to get a lot of medical information, you know, I'm very comfortable with what I've been told. You know, the injury that he had is something that happens a lot with NFL players. It's not something that's typical in Major League Baseball. But the recovery rate is high, basically. So it's a low risk. You know, the condition of his hip right now, based on all the medicals that we received prior to the physical, you know, from the Dodgers, from our engagements with the Dodgers doctors, and then having our own people look at him, you know, just the other day. And he went through an extremely long physical, you know, just to be certain, obviously. And because of that, you know, he checked out good. You know, it's a low risk on the hip. So far, so good. And hopefully there won't be any problems. We don't expect any problems, and that's good. So we went forward with it. Well, the one thing that we did find in the physical was he has a small meniscus tear in his right knee that we're going to have repaired Monday. You know, so no different than CC and Posada. It was one of those scenarios where it's like, well, don't know if this is really going to be an issue. Could rear its head, might not. But it's a 3-week recovery, just like Posada and CC, who have already recovered. So we're going to get that taken care of Monday. You know, so it's not an issue. He's expected to be ready by spring training. But at the same time, because of his condition, because it's new in baseball, you know, we have and because of our catching depth, with Cervelli, with Montero, with Romine, we have the ability to take our time with this. You know, we care mostly about him, you know, being ready to go at full throttle, full capabilities when called upon, and help us win a championship. And so, the doctor's assessments are he'll be a full player in spring training. Whether we treat him that way might be a different story, but from the doctor's assessments, based on where he's at right now, yeah, he's supposed to be a full player in spring training. Russell Martin's going to be as long as he's healthy, Russell Martin's going to be our everyday catcher. Now the fight's going to be for the remaining playing time. And we're in a situation now where we're excited to have a catcher who's under control in Russell Martin for this year as well as next year. If he's healthy, we think even despite what's happened the last year and a half, you know, before his injury, he's still one of the better catchers in the game. You know, he hasn't been the last year and a half the premier level that he was prior, but despite the slippage in performance and the injury and stuff, he still has been, you know, at least, you know, above average. So I think it gives us great depth, We did a lot of research on this guy. He plays hard. He's tenacious. He's a gamer, got a terrific personality. I think the fans are going to appreciate the fact that, hey, again, as long as he's healthy, when they see this guy out there, they're going to see a guy who's really getting after it. And we're excited about it.
Did you, when Montero's development, is he better served as a backup or playing every day?
He made huge strides last year, especially in the second half, both defensively and offensively, as you saw at AAA. He's not on our roster. Roman's not on our roster. We're going to see what he's going to take himself. The game will tell us. The game will tell us. We believe he's major league ready right now, but now we're not in a situation, that we have to do anything. We're in a situation now where we have great trade depth. We have great protection for injuries. We have a number of different ways to go. And I think that's all a benefit for flexibility purposes. And we have a lot of high quality caliber, players, some with more experience, obviously, than others. And I think I think Montero, for instance, and Romine, as well as Cervelli, are now in a situation where they can really learn. Cervelli's done it the last year and a half to 2 years, but Montero and Romine can really learn now at the next level. But again, at the same time, we're not, the pace now is dictated when they're ready, not necessarily we need them to be ready, regardless of if we're wrong, if they're not.